Good morning. It's 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday. Hurricane Earl updated at 7 a.m. The center of Earl passes east of Cape Hatteras this morning after a very close brush. The hurricane force winds were as close as 20 miles from Cape Hatteras based on the aircraft reconnaissance that was continuous overnight on Earl. Earl is currently about 85 miles to the east of Cape Hatteras and moving towards the north-northeast at about 18 miles an hour, and a further turn to the northeast is expected during the day today. That puts it about 465 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. The hurricane warning is now in effect. Cape Lookout, North Carolina, northeastward to North Carolina-Virginia border, including Pamlico and eastern Albemarle Sounds. Conditions will be improving during the day over North Carolina and the eastern shore of Maryland and Virginia as the storm pulls away from the coast. So you've already are experiencing the worst of the conditions there. Meanwhile, hurricane warning continues in effect Westport, Massachusetts, eastward around Cape Cod to Hull, Massachusetts, including Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Island. From the folks in Canada, the hurricane watch is now in effect Nova Scotia from Medway Harbor to Digby. Tropical storm warnings are in effect along the North Carolina-Virginia border to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, including Delaware Bay south of Slaughter Beach, and the coast of Long Island, New York, from Fire Island Inlet eastward on the south shore and Port Jefferson Harbor eastward on the north shore, and from New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts. Tropical storm force winds extend out over 200 miles, mainly to the east, but this is a large storm. There's still some uncertainty as the storm approaches New England as to whether hurricane conditions will occur out on the islands in the Cape on the overnight tonight and in the early morning on Saturday. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center at 7 a.m.